It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 16th of June? Well, I do hope so. Today is the Day of the African Child. It honors the children who participated in the South African Soweto Uprising in 1976. That was when about 10,000 black school children marched peacefully in a column more than half a mile long, protesting the poor quality of their education and demanding their right to be taught in their own language. The police opened fire on them, can you believe it? And hundreds of children were shot. It leaves one speechless, doesn't it? I mean, do people like that even really belong to the human race? So today we think of them and the roots of the Organization of African Unity's movement, a child-friendly, quality, free, and compulsory education for all children in Africa. And I'll add, for all children everywhere.
You're listening to Radio France International.
Listener news coming up, but first, it's time for the quiz. Way back in April, April 14th to be exact, I asked you a question about the Marathon de Paris, the Paris Marathon, on April 8th. You were to send in the names of the three top men and the three top women, along with their nationalities and running times. The answer is, for the men, a Kenyan 1-2-3. Paul Lonyangata became the first men's runner in 28 years to claim back-to-back Paris Marathon titles. His compatriot Matthew Kisorio came in second, and in third place was Kenyan Ernest Ngenyo. Kenya retained the women's title too. Betsy Saina came in first, just 3 seconds ahead of countrywoman and silver medalist Ruth Chepentich. Still from East Africa, the bronze went to Ethiopia's Gulume Chalo. The winners of this week's quiz are... Gotta be someone from the major winning country. Benson Mutuko is at the top of the winners list this week. He's from Nairobi, Kenya. Congratulations to your country's fine runners, Benson. From the other side of the continent, there's Henry Ngumzong from Bamenda in the northwest region of Cameroon. And from Harjuma, Estonia, RFI Listeners Club member Arna Tim. From the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh, Musa Mihitam is a winner this week, as is Kamal Uddin from West Bengal, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Not even if you tried could you get away from the big news of the week. The meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. I have a very simple question for you. Where exactly did the two leaders meet? Again, what was the exact location of Tuesday's meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump? You have until the 16th of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 21st of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
There was an informative and inspiring letter in the Sound Kitchen mailbag that I just have to share with you. It's from the young president of our newest RFI club, the Hope Yang RFI Club in Nijinakum, Cameroon. The young man's name is Jinabo Cyril Fuantama. He's 25 years old. He's working on his university degree in political science. Here's what Jinabo Cyril wrote. I come from a very blessed village of about 6 square kilometers, Yang, in the kingdom of Kom, known as Fondom in the local parlance. The king is known as the Fawn. Yang, my village, is the closest neighbor to the Kom Palace and has a very special relationship with the palace and the king, the Fawn, for the village used to be his farms supplying the royal family. Yang is naturally blessed. We have a semi-European climate with temperatures falling to 8 degrees in the winter. But in spite of this avalanche of blessings, you won't believe that the level of literacy in my village is below 15%. You know the consequences of illiteracy: laxity, emotionalism, irrationality, poverty, backwardness, and a host of other ills. I have taken upon myself to educate my dear villagers and to draw my fellow people out of poverty. I've been looking for mines and scrambling for partners to develop my village economically by actively exploiting our rich agricultural potential. I'm currently working on a tomato production project, writing to local politicians for financial assistance, as well as international organizations devoted to development in Africa. I established a partnership with an American Peace Corps volunteer who really helped out with girls' education. These are the principal activities of the Hope Yang RFI Club. I won't sleep until my dream is realized. Well, now, Jinabo Cyril, you do need to get some sleep, but don't you let that fire in your belly go out. I find you so admirable, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. If anyone has ideas for Jinabo Cyril, send them to me at english.service@rfi.fr or write to him on the RFI English Club's Facebook page.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Hey everyone, guess what we have now? A newsletter. Look at our website. On the homepage, up at the very, very top, you'll see a little tab that says Newsletters. Click on it. There's a form for you to fill out. And once you submit it, every day you'll receive the latest from the RFI English website. Pretty great, eh? We look forward to seeing all of your names on our brand new subscribers list. And congratulations to our web team for getting that all together. Way to go, David, Tony, and Isabel. And soon to come on our Facebook pages, photos of RFI clubs participating in the RFI-sponsored 4th Annual World Cup Football Tournament for RFI clubs. RFI provides footballs, jerseys, and trophies to RFI clubs who want to organize their own tournaments to correspond with the World Cup games, and several RFI English clubs have signed up. So stay tuned to hear about their matches and see their photos. And now it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in. And keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. And for those of you who observed the holy month of Ramadan, Eid Mubarak. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Ikhala ndela kutwa ngutone